infectious mononucleosis, and diagnostic tests. Infectious mononucleosis, or mono, is a viral disease which caused by Epstein-Barr virus. The virus can be transferred by sharing food or by kissing. The virus does not normally spread via blood or through the air. However, if an infected person drool on a surface, there is a very low possibility to get infected via this surface. The virus can infect either epithelial cells of oropharynx or directly infects the B cells. The infected epithelial cell will be filled with viruses and will be destroyed, and eventually neighbor cells get infected. Also, some viruses reach the tonsils and infect B cells. But instead of killing B cell, virus will sort of start living in the B cells. So, the first part is called the lytic cycle, and the second part known as latent phase. During latent phase, the virus can reach to other lymph nodes, spleen, and the liver. Adaptive immune system reacts to this infection both by humoral and cell-mediated responses. Modified B cells or plasma cells create antibodies to fight off the virus. While cytotoxic T cells, which are lymphocytes that mature in the thymus, work to kill the infected B cells. In most infected individuals, the immune system controls the virus. But in some cases, it develops into infectious mononucleosis disease. EBV is most commonly diagnosed by serological tests that detect antibodies against the infection. Antibodies are either IgM, IgG, or heterophiles. The IgM and one of IgG antibodies are against the viral capsid antigens. The other IgG antibodies are either against early antigens or against nuclear antigens. Heterophile antibodies test, or monospot test, are about type of antibody that are not specific to one antigen, but instead react with antigens from a variety of different species. The monospot test is often the first test ordered. It's a quick, cost-effective, and can detect antibodies 2 to 9 weeks after infection. However, it may miss some recently infected cases, especially among very young children. So, the test can produce both false positive and false negative results. The capsid antigen IgM is usually the earliest diagnostic test and often within a few days to a week after symptoms can detect the disease. Early IgG antibodies are often detectable during the acute phase of infection and usually disappear in 3 to 6 months. In some cases, it may stay for some years. Nuclear antibodies typically appear 6 to 8 weeks after the onset of illness and persist for the life of the individual. Besides these antibody tests, in immunocompromised patients, EBV DNA tests can be used when a persistent EBV infection is suspected. Thank you for watching.